Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Ollie Cross, written by James Patterson, read by Andre Blake and Zeno Robinson. Ollie Cross. Chapter 1. It had been 3 days since my friend disappeared, and I was starting to think the worst might have happened. The last time I seen him was on Friday, December 21st, just after 3:30 p.m. That was on the sidewalk in front of Washington Latin Middle School, where Gabe and I were in the same class. We'd just gotten out for winter break, and as far as I was concerned, I knew exactly how we were going to kick it off. "So I'll see you tonight at 7, I said. The plan was to get online with our usual crew and start a marathon session of Outpost, our favorite game. "Just try and stop me," Gabe had joked. That was it. Then he'd turned east on East Street and started walking home. I'd turned west and done the same. I didn't even think about it. Why would I? Who ever thinks maybe that's the last time I'll ever see my friend? But Gabe never did make it home that day. He wasn't picking up his phone, and he hadn't answered any of the 500,000 texts I'd sent him either. Now it was Christmas Eve. 3 days had gone by, and it was like Gabe had just disappeared. Except, see, that's the thing. People don't just disappear. There's always an explanation. That's what my dad says, and he should know. His name is Alex Cross. He's a homicide detective with the Washington, D.C. police. And I'll tell you this much. I hope I can be half the detective he is someday. In the meantime, I couldn't stop thinking about Gabe. Couldn't stop wondering what had happened to him. Couldn't stop a whole lot of really bad thoughts from passing through my brain. One scary movie after another. In fact, if anyone had asked me, I would have told them there was only one thing I wanted for Christmas that year. I wanted Gabe Qualls to be found. And I mean alive.